Therefore, my beloved, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who is at work in you, enabling you to will and to work for his good pleasure. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. In the Catholic tradition, from the early church through to the Anglican and Episcopal churches of today, you will find the Collect for Purity. It was originally prayed privately by the priests in their preparation for celebrating the Holy Eucharist, but it was a prayer too good to be kept in the sacristy, and it became a part of our common worship in the Anglican tradition. We now pray this Collect as a corporate prayer at the beginning of the celebration of the Holy Eucharist. Now, a collect is a short general prayer used in Christian liturgy or worship that teaches us about God and about our relationship to God. Collect is a funny term in contemporary language usage, but a collect is a gathering prayer used for gathering or collecting the theological focus and intention for worship on a particular day in the liturgical calendar, such as the collect for the day. Collects are also used to help gather the people to prepare for worship, and that is what we find the collect for purity. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Collect for Purity beautifully sets a context for our conscious communion with God and invites us into prayer. There are three primary movements in this prayer. In the first movement, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid, we acknowledge that we are known. Our hearts and desires and secrets are open and visible to God. We come as we are, without pretense. In the second movement, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit. We ask the Holy Spirit to cleanse and inspire us in preparation for receiving God more fully into our lives. And then in the third movement, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, we promise to respond to this gift of God's presence with love and praise to God, and to bear God's image in the world, reflecting God's nature through our lives. This prayer is both a petition and a statement of intention, that by acknowledging who God is, we ask God to form us more fully in his image. In the book of Genesis, we are told that humanity is created in the image of God. While all of God's creation is beloved, we bear a unique mark upon our very being. Like a seal set into warm wax, God has impressed God's own image deep within us. This means that when we live, love, and act in certain ways, we bear God's very impression and presence in the world. We reflect and magnify God's nature within our lives and among those we encounter. That we have been created in the image of God means that we are created to be God-like in a human way, so that through living into the fullness of our humanity, we may reveal God's holiness. One of the ways we reveal holiness in our lives is when we give ourselves away in love. All that we have and all that we are is given us by God, who is the giver of all good gifts. And we bear God's image brightly when we too give good gifts. And when our gifts are sourced in love and an assurance of God's eternal presence, our gifts become more than offerings from our harvest. Our gifts become sacraments in the world. This morning, we begin our first Sunday in our stewardship season. Yes, everybody's favorite time of the year. Now, usually when one of us starts into this of stewardship, all you guys are going to stop paying attention and you start thinking about making other plans for the coming Sundays. But I ask that you hear me out. I focus on the Collect for Purity this morning because this year's stewardship campaign theme has been drawn directly from it. Joining the Diocese of Virginia, the season we will lift up and meditate upon the words, "To you all hearts are open." Over the next 4 Sundays, we will reflect on these words, exploring what they might mean in our individual and family lives, as well as in our common life together at Good Shepherd. The first words of the Call for Purity remind us of where our attention should be. It is to Almighty God that we should turn and open our hearts. Should we live and move and have our being grounded in God, then we live most fully and bear most brightly God's image in the world. Last Sunday, I preached a bit about the nature of parables, about how they are short stories that are meant to be surprising and baffling, so to shock us into new ways of thinking. Jesus used parables to teach about the nature of God, because the full nature of God is essentially mystery. God does not reside long or comfortably within the box we construct in our attempts to constrain him. While God remains a mystery, we trust in our experiences of God within the world and within our lives. We also trust in God as revealed in his Son, Jesus. Jesus teaches us what being fully human and bearing God's image looks like. It looks like loving your neighbor as much as you love yourself. It looks like caring for those who are unloved and even those we find unlovable. It looks like healing the sick, feeding the hungry, giving drink to the thirsty, caring for those who are vulnerable, and visiting the imprisoned. It looks like giving yourself away in love to all those who ask. Through Jesus' life and ministry, we learn how to be in right relationship with God and each other, and we learn how to reveal God's holiness through our lives. Today and for the next 4 Sundays, we will gather our pledges and all of our other offerings, and representatives of our parish leadership and ministries will accompany our gifts to the altar. Then, all together, we will offer them to God, trusting that our mysterious God will consecrate them and give them back to us to be used faithfully and for the building of his kingdom. Our pledges to Good Shepherd, this particular body, this particular part of the body of Christ, they represent our promises made in response to God's promises to us. This Sunday, as in every Sunday, our ushers will pass the plates during the offertory. In these plates, we gather not only our treasure, but also ourselves and souls and bodies, offering all that we have and all that we are to the God of all creation, asking that he build us into his beloved community. Each Sunday this month, we will also hear from members of our parish family. They will share with us how being a part of this parish, this community centered in God, has changed their lives and shaped their spiritual journeys. I invite you to receive their stories in love, and as the gifts they are intended to be. For speaking of lived truth is not always easy. I invite you to take some time to reflect upon the ways in which you have experienced God's presence in times of joy, as well as in times of sorrow, and how your participation in the life of Good Shepherd has been meaningful and provided unexpected gifts. And I also invite you to make a pledge to Good Shepherd this year, a pledge made in faithfulness to God's call to us. I invite you to reveal with your gifts the holiness experienced in your lives. It is important that we commit our faith, no matter how robust or nascent it may be in the moment, that we commit our faith to a particular community. No parish in the church will be perfect, for they are all filled with humans. But this parish is made more perfect by your participation in the community. A pledge is our loving and faithful promise in response to the love and grace shown us by God. So this year, let us present our gifts in gratitude and in full recognition that all our gifts originate from the good gifts God has already given us. Let us give an affirmation of our experiences of God's presence and work in the world, as well as in our lives. Let us give ourselves away in love, trusting that in God there is always enough. Let us give our gifts knowing that God will make them holy and sacraments in the world. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.